Blog Talk Radio.
Cosa Nostra Radio. We're thankful. La Cosa Nostra is a family unit located on allpoetry.com. Allpoetry.com, the world's largest poetry community. I want to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. Well, happy Thanksgiving to the world, to the United States. It's Thanksgiving here, and I heard that somebody is tripping on Hey Steve, how you doing?
Good, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Doing pretty good. Just relaxing a bit, and that's all I'm gonna do here. This is gonna be kind of an interesting little show, because I'm also gonna be putting a little previews out from the sound of La Cosa Nostra Part 2, so people can hear that. I know one of the people that is going to be on there is actually going to be listening in here shortly. But I know you only got a little bit of time. How much time you got, Steve?
Oh, I don't know, 20 minutes to a half hour. I got to get up for work tomorrow morning. That's reality.
Well, I'll tell you what, how about we play a little song from Rob Cohen? This one does not have lyrics out on All Poetry. I actually rated his SoundCloud for this one. So let me go ahead and play a little song from him, and this is called Church of Love.
Mm-hmm.
so much higher, higher than the clouds above. Come on, knuckles wide, a fist clenched oh so tight. Come on, all night, till the morning light. I'm gonna be a feature, I'm gonna be the preacher. Oh, just kneel down, you're in my church of love. Just kneel down, get on your knees. Just kneel down and beg me, please.
He just never seems to not amaze me in his talent. And what do you think about that, Steve?
Yeah, I like Rob's stuff. I like his poetry is always amazing. I never heard him sing until the first sound of La Cosa Nostra, so I thought that was pretty cool too. It's cool to hear him again. Yeah. Very, very enjoyable. I wasn't dancing on my head for real, just on the board.
I know. I'm surprised. Steve put a breakdancing little emoji out there. And I swear that was you on your spinning around on your head. I think we'd all break. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Earlier we were watching the Roseanne Thanksgiving episodes, and there was one episode where Dan was getting ready to go out and play football, and I was telling Kay that I don't think I could play football anymore. I don't think my body would be able to take it.
It is. Oh, Steve, you were wondering who that was, who Boo was playing there at the beginning, weren't you?
Yeah.
That is
yeah, it was the
Sam Smith. Sam Smith, stay with me.
Oh. Sam Smith. I know, it sounded familiar. I think I hear it at work all the time, and I was just trying to remember what the name of it is.
Yeah, she did a great job on that. I got to admit that.
Oh, yeah, Boo's awesome on the piano.
She really is. Well, Steve, I'm going to go ahead and let you read a little bit, and then afterwards, I'm going to play one of our sneak previews from the Sound of LCN. So, here you go, bro.
I don't know if it's because of the whole thing going on around the whole world, this current event, but I've been very nostalgic for past Thanksgiving, and that's what this is about, the largest Thanksgiving gathering that I remember from my childhood. And this is called Four Tables Pushed Together in an L Shape. My mother and my father would dress me up to go with little sister Dina on time we've had to show. Over to Aunt Mary's, her kids Amy, Jeff, and Ann. Jeff had an air hockey table. Tried to play him was always the plan. Grandpa Roy and Grandma Pat, kids Mary, Margie, and Mark. Aunts and uncles not much older than me. Behind them we would park. Uncle Don and Aunt Martha with Matt and Ginny in tow. Family comes together within warm Thanksgiving glow. Uncle Chuck's handshake did cause freckles. Just look at his son Dean's skin tone. His wife Aunt Alice not cooking this year. Give thanks as boiled turkey fell from bone. Uncle Joe and Aunt Jerry bringing daughters Amy and Sue. So many family members. How do we find room to move? Uncle Jack and Aunt Ada were the elders of our group. Kept us proud of Irish heritage. Jack a jokester. Loved a dupe. Cousin Tim and wife Helen would usually show up late. But we wouldn't start without them. These holidays are so great. Aunt B would bring Beth and Tom. She really was a card. She'd help out in the kitchen while his children played so hard. Remembering all this family bring tears so bittersweet, thinking of four tables pushed together as we all sat down to eat. Happy Thanksgiving. End poem.
That is awesome. You know, there's a town in North Carolina called Mount Airy, and they filmed the Andy Griffith Show there. And that town, if you go there today, you will see all the old buildings from the Andy Griffith Show. They've kept them up, and they have not declined at all. It looks exactly like the show was. And you just reminded me of that by bringing up Aunt B. that is great. But you know what? I remember this. This type of Thanksgiving, because you know, for a while it was just add a little extra table to the big dining room table, and then it was let's move the kids out to the kitchen, some people out to the kitchen, and then it was we got so many people we have to put some people downstairs to eat down there, and just kept growing and growing and growing. You know, and there was only certain rooms you were allowed to eat in. Don't you dare eat in the living room, because that was, or any of the bedrooms. Those were off limits to eat. but you could, as long as you cleaned up after yourself downstairs and the kitchen and the dining room, you guys were fine. And boy, you know, even though it was a huge family, it always seems to have more and more leftovers year after year. Weren't those leftovers almost better than the original meal themselves in taste wise? I'm telling you what, it went that way. I love this. This is very nostalgic, very spot on. I really like the way that this turned out. I want to say hello to Joseph Moon and Meta, both out on the board. Great to see you, gentlemen. Steve, what was your, you talk about the L shape. Was it a case in your family growing up as more and more people showed up each year with all the cousins and siblings having children?
Yeah, and I think this was the one that I wrote about was the top one, the biggest one before it started to decline again because, well, unfortunately, people start passing away. But, I think it definitely did seem to get bigger every year. And this one, We actually did eat in the living room because the dining room was attached to the living room, and the tables were put together out into the living room and then made a sharp right-hand turn and a couple more tables.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I can see that, definitely. I know, let me see. It was funny. We used to have turkey on Thanksgiving, and then they do turkey again on Christmas. I know after near the latter years, they went ahead and turned around and said that they were kind of tired of turkey, so they turned around and put lasagna for Christmas. And, you know, with my mom being Italian, that was straight up authentic and real. So you'd have about 5 or 6 pans of lasagna cooking in the oven for everybody to eat up and serve up. And, you know, they have a saying in Italy, and it goes that, you know, you better bring your appetite when you go eat. Because if you say you don't want seconds, you're going to get a little anyways. And if you say you want seconds, you're going to get a whole nother plate.
Yeah.
Almost possibly bigger than the first one. So don't expect a little bit more. Expect a whole lot more. Well, before I play this preview for the sound of La Cosa Nostra, I want to welcome to the show and say hello to Tila. Hello, Tila. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you, JP?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good evening to everyone, and a happy Thanksgiving to all our members in I was going to say International Cafe.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's I'm going to give you guys a little sneak look into how I'm creating the second sound of La Cosa Nostra.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right, Joseph Moon. Joseph Moon said Italians do the seven dishes, I'm going to guess, with lasagna. And I had to play rock, paper, scissors to win a recliner chair nap. Awesome. Well, I see Patrick out in the board. So here's what I'm going to do. This is a little sneak preview for the sound of La Cosa Nostra. I'm going to make sure that, first of all, he has the link and he can hear us. Patrick, let me know if you can hear us. And I am going to play a sneak preview from Patrick. And what happens? I am going through these shows, our past shows, and I am turning around and I am splicing out poetry of those using application that I have called Audacity. And this is a little sneak preview of the sound of La Cosa Nostra. This is Patrick reading a poem for us. So, Patrick, I hope you enjoy this. And this is how they will sound coming up on our second show.
All right. So this is just like a vomit draft that I like, and I'll probably take further, and I just wanted to share it. It's called Untitled, and I dated when I read it. And I guess it is. And this is when, with the wave of a hand, we look past memories and distant ideas to stop coming closer. I'm an idea lodged in your brain, with you just the forgotten reason to move forward. You drag those delicate feet across the floor and punch delicately upright. The birds they watch circling above through the night, they sometimes sing, singing louder than we would like. That is when we fall. That is when I lose your hand. and bump.
And that is awesome right there, Patrick. This is going to be how we bring together the Sound of La Cosa Nostra Part 2. It's a little bit different than the first episode, but it is definitely something that I'm working on, and I have not forgotten about it. Everybody keeps asking about it. Yes, Patrick, that is a nice oldie. I love that. And I want to welcome to the show. Happy Thanksgiving, Wayne. How are you doing, brother?
Fine. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, and I'm thankful to be here.
Awesome. That is great. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful to hear. I know that, like I said, I'm going to play another one coming up here later. And I got some pretty interesting, cool stuff going on here. Because I'm going to read, let me see, how many people. Steve, I think you were in this collaboration. I might as well just get this out of the way and read it right now. But this was, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 different poets together in one collaboration, and it was for La Cosa Nostra, and we had both Steve and Kay were in it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this one, and then we will get back into other poetry. And I want to let everybody know that I will probably do this later as well. We've done two of these. This is our first one. And this actually has 2,900 views, which actually blows me away since it's never been on the front page. But this is called Family United C3. It's the C3 is the Captain Collaborative Challenge. That's where the C3 comes from, and that's what I've named it. But it goes like this: 15 different people. Steve was in it. I was in it. And everybody else who is in it is at the bottom. Kay was also in it. It goes like this. A poet's heart we all hold dear, shared with love, that's why we're here. Inspiration right after right. Brothers and sisters are we. Camaraderie, don't do hype. We are blessed to be part of this family. Madness reigns across the lands, as the insanity that binds us all together. Strength and unity, ties that bind, a family that stands together. Lending our voices and thoughts so dear, with a constancy of human warmth simply. A giving hand, a compassionate ear. We are finally respect united, we. No river or mountain can separate us. A friendship of love that always transcends. Inspiring rites seeping through the walls. This is full of my family and friends. We are family through and through. Our hearts display our loyalty. Admiration sure and true. We care because we are family. A family connected with love. Always there to give kind word. Poetically bleeding red in admiration, and where whenever you need to be heard. The family grows great one by one, and together bonded creating history. The addition is never done within this moment of destiny. End poem.
Very nice.
You remember that, Steve? Kay, do you remember that?
I do.
I vaguely remember that. I got too much going on.
Can you guys pick out your line?
I don't.
I cannot.
I can't pick out mine either. I can't. I think I created lines to work into the rhyme scheme in order to make it work. Those were my rhymes. Now, for anybody who's wondering, what we did is we asked each person for two lines on family. And then I was put in charge of mixing those lines up and creating this poem. And that's what the C3 is. The captain puts them all together, the collaboration, and it's all one massive challenge. And there's no doubt that it is a massive, massive challenge. It takes a while to do that, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. But I think that this one turned out incredible. Hey, Tilo, what do you think about that concept?
I think it's superb. You know, gives you a family united, family goes one by one edition, you know, you add, and that's thing to do. You know, you need, in this, especially in this kind of world at the moment, you need love. You need everyone to be together, to have fun, to enjoy life. You know, no competition, nothing. Just enjoy, have fun. And, you know, like today is Thanksgiving, but it should be every day Thanksgiving and every day enjoyable. And it was beautiful poetry, and I loved it.
That is a great comment. Steve and Kay, I'm going to ask you what you thought, just because you were part of this. How did it feel to be part of something like this?
Oh, I definitely thought it was great, and I liked the way it came together, too. You definitely did a hell of a job tying everybody's words together, brother. But, yeah, I mean, it just showed how we all felt about each other and still do. But this is really cool. How about you, hon?
I second what you say. The collaboration, as I see at the bottom, is with a lot of people that are very dear to our heart and are good friends, and the words they do hold great meaning to them. And I honestly can't pick out which line is mine.
I know. Once we put them together, we you know, it was like it was one person writing it. You know, it was like, I can't pick out mine either. There's no way. Steve, can you figure out which ones are yours? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I can't. I keep looking at them, and I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. For everybody interested who check out La Cosa Nostra, the poets involved were myself, Rick H., Miss Little Boo, Heavenly Angel, I Am Kehio, Stephanie, Steve, Kay, CJ Shadow, Phil the Poet, Bella, Lee, Adrian, Chris Bay, Star, and Randall. So it's great to have all those people involved in something like this, take the time and effort of putting that together. And like I said, that was not the only one that's been done, but I really don't know if it's ever been done anywhere else. I'll be honest with you. I have looked for it, and I cannot find that type of form anywhere. I find similar stuff, but they're kept in order. They're not mixed around in the way that I've seen this done, where they take lines and intermingle them, however one person does. So I've seen massive collaboration with different people, but this is a little different. Have you seen something like this, Mila?
No, not at all. This is the first time, and you guys have done. Imagine 12 people, you know, you're thinking about it. One is saying something, and then the other one is joining in, and then the third one, and all. And I think you guys have superbly done. And which was the year this poem?
That was just 1 year ago. It was 1 year ago.
Oh, last
so it wasn't that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago at all. So,
oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I think you should do it again, and because we newcomers are here. So, you know, it would be a great opportunity to do it again.
Yeah, we definitely could do something. We can have our third installment of it. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen Kay, you guys take care. Love you guys.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kay and Stephen. Nice talking to you.
You too, Taylor. Good night.
Thank you. Welcome.
Now I'm going to ask, I know Tila is all up for it. Wayne, is that something that you would be interested in doing?
Oh, yeah, you did it. Okay. Yeah, this is a wonderful job you did on this, putting it together. You know, it shows love and has togetherness all the way through it. And it's definitely a family show, and this one poem shows it. This is about the tightest group I've ever seen or been associated with. I'm proud to be part of it, and I know all y'all are proud to be part of it. And good job with this poem here. You did a good job putting it together.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a challenge. I got to admit, the challenge was there. I think we need a little comedy today. What do you guys think? We up for a little laugh? We up for a little laugh? Azakel, or formerly known as Lestat, put this just incredible poem together, and he put it on SoundCloud. So just sit back, relax, and listen to the first high.
Okay.
Before a man in his city's Neanderthal, he sat Uck. Uck enjoyed hunting, eating, and being with his mate, Ba. He went out one night to hunt. This was a special hunt for his favorite, Sabretooth. He took camouflage and some bushes. He took a deep breath, and as if but to heighten his senses, amidst these bushes, a sweet aroma overpowered him. He could all but chew the smell from the bushes. It was then the very beast of his desire came into sight. With a spear and throw, his soon course lay. Taking his meatly desire, he became excited. He knew the sooner he cooked his prize above fire, the better it would be. He decided to cook such meat from the bushes that gave him such bounty. Building a fire and hoisting meat, he put the bush upon the starting dry twigs. He anticipated a new taste to his beloved meat. He stood and watched the meat come to its edible tone. He drew closer to smell of the meat. As he did, smoke filled his sniff. First smell of smoke rise was unlike no twig or branch ever before. He began to think more smoke he needed, and took more, did he. His eyes widened as feelings of comfort and joy overwhelmed him. His once perfect and flavorful favorite was given new life. Now, he not only hunts the meat of pleasure, but the bushes of which to cook it.
I think that this is hilarious. Obviously, this caveman, this Neanderthal-y, I like that word, creates his own words, took the wrong type of bush to cook the meat. Obviously, it ended up being the marijuana bush by mistake, but boy, did he enjoy his meal. I love it. And I want to say to Meta, things are in work. There is a possibility you will see us on YouTube in the future. Very good possibility. So hang in there, and we'll see what happens on that. Hey, Wayne, what did you think of Azakel's poem right there?
Oh man, the first buzz. It's funny. It's funny. He did a great job telling the story too all the way through. He's good all the way through, and he kind of made, did nonchalantly. And I liked it. It's funny. The first buzz of all time. It's been wonderful. So he probably ate the whole animal one time. He did the munchies.
And that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking he was going to go into the munchies and talk about it.
That's what I was going to say, down to the bone. So this is a little late night run
to go get a mastodon right there. I'll tell you what.
It'd be a hell of a meal. But yeah, see, he's a good job. This is nice. But he's good flow all the way through. This just kept you interested all the way through. He's good. I don't know that. Couldn't help but smile all the way through.
Absolutely. Tila, what do you think about it?
It was excited. it was a lovely. I like the music. I like Steve's music very much, and the voice. His voice is powerful and superb. And it was quite a nice marijuana. He was enjoying it and feeling excited and having fun. It was a quite good one. Thank you.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what, that's stinking hilarious. I like someone who actually has that type of imagination where they can turn around and take something like that and make it into a comedy, and which I think is absolutely amazing. Wayne, I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and read your poem next, if you could. Wayne, are you on mute?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I wrote this about a month ago, and it's a positive little poem, and I am a tenor major, and it's called I Love Life, and here's the way it goes. I love to live a life of joy. It is a place one must enjoy. I think I will fly away and go to the clouds to play today. I hope you'll feel the way I do, so you will feel like you are new. I live my life as if a boy and think the world is my big toy. I love my pals, and when we go play, I don't let the bad get in the way. I wish I could have fun with you. We paint the world color, a cool shade of blue. The world is full of good and bad. Try not to let it make you sad. So you can live your life and smile and go to bed and rest a while. Then you'll live your life like me and sing and dance and feel so free. To live a life and feel so glad and talk about the things you had. To know you went the extra mile so you can look at life and smile. And love the world and what you see. To know your soul feels happy and so... Your soul feels happy, so happy. Ian?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great, great message. The one thing that I would add to that is that we can dance around in our underwear. But that's my opinion. But...
all the time.
Exactly. Feel free, folks. Feel free. Remember... blogs are clothing optional because no one cares.
This is
great, Wayne. Well, I hear you got people over there. You better have clothes on.
But... Yeah, I got the kids playing video games. They're playing video games and going everything crazy. But they all like to come over here because they got a big 72-inch TV and they play video on it. So. They're good at video games. They got like 100 people playing at one time all over the world, and it's a pretty big thing they got going on. But they get too excited sometimes. But it's three nights a week.
Do they play? I know that there are professional now. Video gamers
they're pretty good. These guys down here, they win all the time, but they're like 100 playing. They jump in a airplane, they go down this place, and they fight all kinds of things. They drive cars and swim and fight, and it's pretty wild. They're good at it, and so I see them play the 3 nights a week, so they have a private place to get together at and play, and they win a lot of times. They would beat everybody in the whole, kill 100 people at a time and win the game, so they're pretty good at it.
Awesome, that's amazing. I know it's a lot different than Pong. But I digress there. I'm gonna comment further on this and I love the message behind this. You know, we got to tell those kids sometimes when they're playing video games, go outside and play, and they're gonna look at us like, what? We are playing.
That's all they do. Play. That's all they want to do.
But yeah, this is great. This is something I'd like to do. Just just go outside and just relax and be free with one with wherever I'm at. And
I think Ren, it was such a lovely poem, and you are right. You know, going out and enjoying yourself, and meeting a lot of kids your age, and you playing hide and seek, or you are playing aeroplane, for example, or maybe any other game with marble or with the bat or whatever you're doing it together, rather than sitting one and one and watching a video game or just playing from one room to another. At the moment, yes, at present, this is what's happening, because you cannot, first of all, kids cannot go out, they cannot go to school, they cannot do anything because of COVID.
Oh, man.
So now, yes, now it is going on, like, from one room to the other world, I mean, other part of the world, you know, where people are, it has become so small, you know, people, like a Zoom or whatever. But yes, I think that time was so best. And I think we were lucky that we had friends and we enjoyed with our friends and did so many things, played housey, all the toys and all sorts of stuff. And we were in our world. We didn't knew anything, nothing. We knew nothing about it. We were in our beautiful world with our friends, and superb. We were enjoying it. And I miss those days. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you got to paint at the bag, get in your way, and you got to go out there and enjoy life. People quit enjoying life. Is what I say. You got to enjoy it. It's, you don't live like, in 50,
exactly.
50 years, it won't matter.
True.
No,
if you
right.
enjoy life now, in 50 years, you won't be able to. So, anyway, I'm glad you.
Yep.
Good comment.
All right. Hey, I'm going to put something on the board, and I definitely want you and Tila to pay attention, Wayne, because. Boo's birthday is coming up, folks, and we are celebrating that on Sunday. So she's turning 21 again. So go ahead and again, 21 again. But go ahead, and that is the contest for her birthday bash. I am giving away 50,000 points to the winner of the contest.
Oh, wow.
So I want to see some amazing rights, and see the people get involved and show Boo how much we absolutely adore her and love her to death. And she's awesome, and she's the reason we're all here today. And I don't take that lightly at all. I think it's absolutely awesome.
Sure.
And let me see. I'm talking to her right now. She may call in a bit. But let's go ahead and I'm gonna play a little something. Let's see what I want to play. I got so much stuff. We got so much stuff. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put another little preview of the Sound of La Cosa Nostra part two, part two, and this one is from our very own little Gary. So here is going to be his little part of the show.
Call it A Really Real Tale by Little Gary. Things I really don't want anyone to tell. I'm a writer that really can't spell. Everything I write, I really can't sell. And I try to be good, but I'm really going to hell. There's really no water in my home's well. I'm really not perfect, and I've been to jail. And more than once, I really couldn't make bail. You really can't imagine how many times that I fail. Except for this one time that me and my kids got really stuck for over an hour at Six Flags on a really big carousel. I'm really crazy, and I've never been really great. Sometimes when I'm really alone, I get really drunk and I masturbate. There's never really been enough food on my family's damn plate. and I haven't really learned from any mistake. I really have no balance, and I've never been able to skate, and I really never owned a fence, much less a damn gate. I'm always running, really, just a few minutes late, and it's been over 5 years since I really felt like lifting any damn weight. I always get the really cheapest hotel, and I really hate my birthstone because I'm a Leo, and it's a freaking pastel. I don't believe that aliens have ever been to Roswell, and I really only buy the cheapest unless it's on sale. I really hate people talking to me when I'm in a stairwell, and I really can't say no to a beautiful blonde bombshell, because without real love, she'll never really get me to swell. Anyway, I really hope everyone is safe tonight as I bid y'all farewell, and I really want to say thank you for reading my really real little tale in porn.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Harry is just, he's just dynamite. I love him to death. The way he says his humor and everything like that. I think that is an absolute wonderful, wonderful way to bring it out. For those who don't know, Gary lives in Texas, and he does stand-up comedy. He goes to nightclubs, and he performs there. And sometimes he takes these poems that he writes and he reads them on stage. And this is how he gets practice for his stand-up, is he comes on here and he reads his poetry. And he's just hilarious. I absolutely love the way he brings it out. He's got such a great wit to him, and in order to do good stand-up, you need to have what's called improvisational skills, and his improv skills are just fantastic, because I've actually trained with some of the people that have gone through the works like Second City in Chicago, and it's not easy to grab a hold of that type of skill, because the hardest part, they said the hardest thing for any human to do is get in front of a group of people and speak without notes, speak without having something to go by, and just go in there and just start saying something in front of a bunch of people. And that's sometimes what they have to do. That's sometimes they don't have a choice. You know, you get hecklers, you get stuff like that. They have to make it up on the fly. And yeah, I think that he did do an amazing job with this, and his talent shows through. We're very thankful to have him as part of this family. Wayne, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he does a great job. I put in, hell yeah, he did. He can tell it very well. You know, keeping his little rhythm. But he's a hell of a guy. Like anybody that's got their own style. You know, people can say stuff and they have their own style, and you know who they are, and you know how they're going to talk. And he just got his own style, and he's great to listen to. And I love him. He's a great guy. And he'll get along real well. Wolf kind of silly, but I like him a lot.
I think you two should do some form of collaboration. There you go. How about that? That would be hilarious.
That would be wild.
I would die laughing on that one. Tila, what do you think?
I think, Lil Gary, you are a superb poet, and imagine being standing up in front of so many people, making people laugh. That is the one main thing, you know. And I agree with Wayne, and I agree with JCA, that you are superb. You are a great poet, and the best thing about you is that you're talking about your own life, you know, and you need guts to talk about it and say the things, and the way you were saying that you didn't have money and this and that and so much stuff, but all the truth was coming out, and it's superb. I loved it. Thank you.
So, Tila, what do you think? Gary and Wayne collaboration or what?
I would agree. I would love it. Hey, come on, guys. Do something, both of you, and we'll find, you know, that you both will do superb. I'm telling you. And JCA, you can join them also. Join three of you.
There you go. There you go. I might be the most stale of the group, though, but I don't know. I could do it. I got some funny stuff in there. Yes, I do. Okay. Now, what's that?
I was going to say meeting Gary and Ren together, all the stuff will automatically will come out. It will just pour out. In fact, you'll give them more good ideas, and you say, hey.
We get along well. We're on the same level as far as talking to each other. We get along real well.
Of course.
We're both kind of hicks. Somebody says kind of like I'm from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Texas.
Well,
that same place.
Where are you from, Wayne?
Kentucky, Western Kentucky.
Oh, okay, you two are very similar.
Yeah, like I said, there wouldn't be no Texas but one for Kentuckians.
So everybody's snatching all your turkeys today, right? It looks like.
Yep. Yeah, we would make a good team. I wrote a Thanksgiving poem that was pretty funny too. It's kind of silly, but it's kind of funny. Everybody thought so. Your kids might read it.
Yeah, that helped. Thanks for reminding me. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern, we have the Happy Twisted Thanksgiving with Lizzie. Please, people, that you want to go twisted? I think that's what you did, Wayne, for her show. There's a lot of crazy, crazy picture prompts. Let me try to give you an example. There is a raw turkey. Someone sat it up with a bottle of wine next to it and says, okay, I'm drunk. You can cram stuff up my ass and throw me in the oven now. Oh my God!
Dysfunctional family. I like a dysfunctional family. It was a good one. She's good props.
Yes. There's another one with that old lady that's holding a turkey and said, "I stuffed the turkey full of Xanax. Now we can all have a relaxing holiday this year."
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I have to go now. So thank you so much, and you guys enjoy and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up later.
Okay. Nice.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, Sheila.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Take care. God bless.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to just say that we are an international platform, and we have people from throughout the world. Tila, you come from originally from India. What part of India do you first come from?
It's Bangalore, South India.
Bangalore. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to say something. You guys speak Hindi out there, right?
Right. Yes. The whole it's a national language.
I'm going to ask you.
Speak Kannada. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to say something for us in Hindi. And I want to say,
yes,
I want to say, we give thanks to everyone around the world.
Sure, why not? I will, definitely. Aap sabka aaj aabhaar hai. Aur hum bahut khush hai aap sab. JCA aur Boo, aap log bahut acha kaam karte hain aur main aap sab ka aabhaar hoon aur hum sab ko aap itni achi tarah se khush rakhte hain aur hame opportunity dete hain, to main unke liye dhanyawad kehti hoon. Dhanyawad, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you in my language.
Wonderful. Yes, we want to reach everybody in the world, and that's the whole thing about what we're about. And we are so happy to have you as part of this family and so thankful for it as well.
You're welcome.
So you're humorous. You're humorous, too. You're very humorous, too.
Thank you. God bless.
One of my favorite.
All right. Tila has left us, but I want to welcome to the show the one, the only, the boss herself, the virtuoso, Boo. Hey, Boo.
Miss Boo.
Wayne, are you cheating on me? You just
cheating,
said my
favorite. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Well, no, she's your favorite. Me, I said funny. She's the favorite funniest girl. She's funny. When she
okay.
Her just hilarious.
I'm just
so
kidding.
She's a comedian. Yeah, you're the best lover there is. You're my
Oh, there you go. He made up for it, Jay. He made up for it.
Yes.
Yep. Hey, Boo, which do you want to read first?
I guess I'll read the one for everybody.
Yeah, you can read the one for everybody.
Okay.
You want me to put it on the board? I got it. Boom. Right there.
Happy
All right,
Thanksgiving, everyone, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so this one is called A Thankful Thanksgiving Holla. Thanksgiving Day, we thank God for blessings the whole year through. For loving family, we do appreciate. I suppose they end. And for my dear poetic pals, too. Not Andy. I don't know Andy. Our quills light our darkest days with the stars that glow at night. Above lush trees and skies of blue, the majestic clouds of pure white. We're grateful for our eyes to see and our incarnate beauty so profound. Arms to hug and two legs to walk and our ears to hear every sound. Today, let's put the drama aside, much more alike than we think. Wishing you all and my LCN family a shout out today in loving ink and poem.
And you forgot the end.
Holla.
Holla.
Yeah. My banana.
Come on, Wayne. Wayne, give us a holla.
Holla. Holla.
There you go.
Holla. Holla.
Yeah, this is wonderful, Boo. And this is just something that is absolutely phenomenal. I think that you've done a wonderful job. Grabbing a hold of us as a family, of this group in a whole, and you've just brought that out. I absolutely love this. And who the hell's Andy? No, I'm joking.
I know, right? I don't know Andy. I swear. He's not on my list.
Oh God. Hey, Wayne, are you jealous of Andy?
Yeah, Andy, I missed some of the guy's name. I got a holler down the door, hold on.
Andy's about to get a can of whoop-ass.
Hello, Mac, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell.
No problem.
They want two beers.
That's okay.
Sorry,
we were trying to figure out who Andy is, but that's fine.
That's right. Here you go. I'm on the radio, so I gotta go. I'm on the radio. Right, take care. My neighbor gets a beer.
He's got kids playing video games, Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Worldwide video games. They're all over the world playing. And so they make a lot of racket. And then my neighbor comes over with a beer. I need a few beers. All right, there you go.
Man, you got the pad, Wayne. You got it all going on over there.
A lot of things happen here that I wish didn't happen. I stay pretty active sometimes.
Where do you live, Wayne?
I live in Kentucky. In Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, for some reason I thought you lived in Chicago. I don't know why.
Oh, no. I've been there, but I don't know. I'm in the hills. I'm right above Nashville, Tennessee. I'm about 50 miles above Nashville, Tennessee.
What? Dessert?
That's where. Yeah, I worked in Nashville for
above
years.
Nashville. Above Nashville.
Yeah, right above Nashville.
I tell you,
Nashville.
I'm going to call him.
One of my favorite places to actually visit was the Kentuckiana area. And, I know you're familiar with that, Wayne. around the Kentucky-Indiana border.
I've worked in Evansville, too. So I worked in Indiana, too. It's only like 70 miles away. So I'm right between Indiana and Tennessee. 50 miles one way you're in Tennessee, 70 miles the other way you're in Indiana.
All right, Wayne, what do you think
Alabama.
About police calling? Alabama! I'm sorry.
I said the appointment. This is a wonderful appointment. You said it all with appointments, and you did a good job with the appointment, and you did a good job forming this group. I sit back sometimes just listen to all the people talking in this group, and God, it's just, there's so much warmth in this group. It's just amazing. It's like I don't want to say anything because I'm afraid I might interrupt somebody because everybody's having such a good time in this group. Great job forming this group. It's best group there is.
That means a lot to both of us.
Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah, it means a lot to both of us. So that's a huge compliment, and we really appreciate that. Okay, what I'm going to do next is he's been out on the board, so I'm going to read a little Joseph Moon. And he wrote a little something for Thanksgiving here, said that this was absolutely perfect. And he said it was called Be Thankful Every Day, and it goes like this. A snowy morning all alone with embers ash through the Tiffany, fallen trees and bare leaves and bare trees. We know the secrets of November's breeze, snowflakes on lips and lash. I tear a tad at the approach of Thanksgiving. Friends and families gather, we toast to heaven, thankful for each day and the memories they have given, thankful for the love that makes life worth living. That stroll with us through the storm that keeps us safe and warm. End poem. I love it. I love it. I love this direction that you took, Joseph. It really is a wonderful piece about coming together, about being thankful all day, about being thankful for where we are and who's around us. And I know that I am thankful. I'm thankful for where I'm at right now, for who's around me, for being part of this, for being part of La Cosa Nostra, for having the people in my life who are here. And I think it's absolutely wonderful how he grabs a hold of that and presents it in such a amazing way. Wayne, what did you think about that?
I thought it was a wonderful read and a wonderful poem, and I couldn't keep up too much because my neighbors in there, they're screaming so loud now I can't hardly hear nothing, so I'm going to go down and tell them to be quiet. But they're doing something with it. I can't change screens anymore because they got so much broadband they're using down there or something. But anyway, they're screaming hotter when he was reading. He did a good job. This poem is in his style, and it's a good poem, but I didn't get to hear a lot of it because it's so much hollering downstairs. I'm getting ready to go cut that out here in just a second.
Okay, no problem.
There's gunfire going off right now. It's kind of getting on my nerves, but you know, I give them 3 nights a week to play, so this is a bad night. But anyway, they're driving me crazy now.
I cannot hear the gunfire. I must admit that.
Can you hear it?
I cannot hear the gunfire. No, they
ain't yelling. No, there's fighting now, so they ain't yelling like it was before.
Okay. Hey, Boo, what did you think about Joseph's poem? Boo, are you there?
I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, he does what he always does. You say that I write emotion. Well, he writes emotion every single time. He brings you into the poem. You feel every word that he writes, and you feel like you're a part of it, and everyone's more sentimental and more beautiful. He just does it again right here, you know? Let's see. My screen's jacked. There we go. Be thankful every day, and that's what we should do, but we're not. I like through the Tiffany fallen leaves. That's pretty cool. A tad of the approach of Thanksgiving. It is all, you know, basic. It's sad that we only remember this shit once a year, you know? Or once a couple times a year, and then we blow it off all the other days. Beautiful poem, Joe.
I agree with you, Bill. And let's bring in someone we're thankful for. Sin, hey brother, how you doing?
Thanks.
Good evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Glad that you could be with us. We've got like I said, I only made this for an hour and a half, but it's here to kind of just say hello to everybody and show how thankful we are and do a little stuff.
I just woke up.
No problem. Hey, I will let someone else's voice wake you up then.
Great
so,
show last night, Jennifer.
Yeah. How did you enjoy the being on the trip last night?
Yeah, that was good.
It was a good show.
Tell you what, those are some quality people. Well, we're going to do a shout out to the Drip right now. If you guys haven't seen the Drip on or listened to the Drip on Blog Talk Radio, definitely something to listen to. If you are underage or you have underage kids around you, don't listen to it then. But I'm telling you,
Friday night.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a rating that's a little bit higher than what they want. Okay, but
yeah, but you know what's good about
definitely.
That show, though, Jay, is not just erotica. These poets are intelligent. They're intelligent. They're deep. They're well spoken. The lady that sang last night was amazing. She sang half of the poem. She did half of the poem. They're very good at spoken word. I mean, I'm impressed with the talent there for real. Good stuff, Sin.
Awesome. So definitely check that out. Joseph Moon, you're welcome out on the board. He is out on the board. And we'll just sit back. I got something for you to listen to, Boo. I think you missed this yesterday or the other day. So sit back, relax, and listen to a little Big V.
My man.
Little Verge.
This piece of poetry is to my man's, whether good or bad, respect a bad man. Not for being bad, but for staying true to their tight crews who make strong moves that have no useful killing feuds. Bad man who know about how things go and know the coup, so deal in truth. Men like these are a minute few. So please believe me, the respect I give is relative, because the truth is this, that's not how I live. My mans have to earn respect from Big Bird, so don't expect respect because you've done bird. Respect to my mans who use conscious words in a hip-hop stance or song-filled verse. Respect to Charlie Parker. Keep flying, bird, through the fingers of today's jazz hers. And respect to my mans in reggae bands. Respect to roots mans who overstand the way them I fear when we come near. Especially the mans who see true them plans. I give them my respect to the day that me dead. But let me quickly stress, men like these I do suggest are rare, like policies that allow such men to speak freely about reality. Men like Marley, Peter Tosh and Bundy, the Wailers Three, who chose to reach out to the people with beats musically filled with conscious speech, like Burning Spear, for the man up in the hills, a place where my mans could truly chill and not adhere to government will. Time will tell if life's hard sell will let my mans ever live life well. This piece, as I've said, is to my mans, those now dead in foreign lands, fighting the fight and taking a stance. But it's also to my strong womans who nurture children and give guidance. My mans in truth already live cool and know who they are because they listen to views wise ones impart. They're quick to diminish what weak ones start, but do this with the best of hearts. But watch your step, because what comes next if you disrespect is serious stress. So show respect when you are around them. Then maybe, yes, they'll be your friend. Better that, I suggest, than get them vexed and face the prospect of distress. My mans, believe me, are truly God blessed and don't retreat from life's tough tests. Their best defense is common sense, which formulates their arguments. So yes, this piece is just for them, not for pounds or for cents. It's just for them and for crews who deal in truth. If I don't know you, just do your due. Then if we meet, we'll share some food. Yes, I mean views. Then I'd imagine we will be cool. This is for my mans, yes, all of you, who choose to include rather than exclude, and who choose to receive this poetic piece, which in truth reflects love for humanity and all life's tests. Yes, reality, a part of our lives from which we can't hide. We're all human, so why divide ourselves? I don't believe that's going to help maintain our health. My mans aren't the ones who'll burn in hell because my mans don't have those funny smells. I wish them well wherever they dwell. I'm sending out love with my writing hand through this poem. I've used to express my love and respect to those who've helped me through their wise guidance. This piece of poetry goes to my mans.
That is an absolutely amazing write, and amazing all around. The message behind it is just killer. The way he presents it is just phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed it. The first time I heard it, this time it's just as good, and if not better. I love the way he laid it down, presented it, and brought it forward. Wayne, what did you think of that?
Howard, the last part of it, it sounded great. Sin always sounds great. He's got that voice that just captivates me the way he talks. But I just heard the last three or four phrases of it. I didn't get to hear very much of it. I was in there arguing, so I didn't hear all of it. But I didn't hear him hear what it's about. But he's good. I know that. I didn't hear Tillin at all. Was she too? Was she part of the poem?
Who?
Who was it? Wasn't that Sin talking?
No, that was Big Verge.
Big Verge. Oh, man. I didn't know that. I see his poem. I read and see what it says. But, Big Verge, me and him are good friends. I'm the one that introduced him to the radio program tonight. Remember that? Remember I brought him on one night, and I said, you're going to like this guy.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Something else. And I brought him on to the show that night, but he never heard of the radio program before. He's a hell of a guy.
Yep. Oh yeah, he loves this place. He's when he comes to a show, the board is never stopping. Place is absolutely rocking. So
he can rap. He's good. I thought he sounded like a big gangster type guy. And when I heard him talk, I thought, man, this guy's got a great voice. And I said, you need to be on the radio. So that's when I introduced him to y'all that night.
He switches his time between the United Kingdom and Barbados.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he ever got back to the UK, but I know he was in Barbados when the pandemic started and he was locked down there. So I don't know if he ever got back there or he's still in Barbados. But
yeah, he was down there when
I think,
when I met him.
Go ahead.
He was in there in Barbados, so I met him, and I kept telling him to send me a bell of pot, and they said, we got to talking so much for you. I said, I need a bell of pot. Send me a bell of pot up here. He said, yo, what is it? And we started talking and got along, so we got kind of kidding back and joking back and forth. And so he's a hell of a guy. I like him a lot. He's my buddy.
That's awesome. Sin, what do you think of that?
Send me a bell of pot. I need about 95-pound bell.
Not that way. I got it. Well, like I said yesterday, I think it's a dope piece. It's written and spoken perfectly, recorded great. It sounds awesome. The message behind it, as you said, JCA, is that of a stellar one. Love the piece.
Awesome. Boo, what'd you think about that?
Well, he has a voice you can't help but not listen to. It was just so much going on, so much, his voice is almost, I don't know, you can't help but not listen. I have to read it again because I'm not doing something, but I was not able to read.
Awesome. You buy the dishes there, Boo?
Yep.
Hey, are you ready to read your second poem, Boo?
No, you can let Sinister go first.
Sin, do you have something for us?
Yeah, I do. And am I just supposed to the board?
Yeah, why not? Go ahead.
And I know I've probably read this before, but, Thanksgiving, and the thing I'm most thankful for is my family and having my family together for Thanksgiving this year and having the silver one.
So I picked this poem. This is all about family. It's called Rendered. Humbly medicate this monster to serenity. This is not a choice, but a reckoning. Render a lunatic fringe, something outside the straitjacket. Wallow not in that which has gone to pass. Stipulate meaning. Triggers a short value in the greater of worth. Used to inject false bravado to gain delusional reason, only to really unleash mad seasons of hurricane windfalls. Protrusions and cryptic elixirs never fix such ailings. Deformed menagerie. Custom suited now with an arsenal of moral evaluation. Reinforced power bank support systems set to save me. These stipulations started via corridor were forsaken. Blessed be I that I awoke to render what they gave me. My heart's coming home. Circle is whole again. Love is what saved me. And peace.
This is absolutely perfect and beautiful. This is such a wonderful, wonderful piece that describes how important family can be, how important having that support system can be to bring it together and absolutely change a life. I'm glad that you have found that. I'm glad that you are sober. I'm glad that you are able to do all this and be a inspiration to people around the world who are suffering, who are hurting, who don't see the hope. But you know what? You can say that there is hope. You can let them know that there is hope, and I believe your words have done that. So right there is one of the most powerful messages that anyone can hear in the world. There is always hope. There is always a chance. There's always something that you can hold on to that can turn your life around and make it absolutely brilliant and worthwhile. So wonderful job, my friend. I am proud for you.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Those words mean the world to me. I appreciate it. More than you know, brother.
You're welcome. Wayne, what did you think?
This is a pretty touching point from seeing. It sounds like he's heading in the wrong direction there for a while. And you got turned around, and you appreciate the people who helped you out, and you love the people who helped you out, and it's a great, great poem. It's kind of a touching, really. He went through a lot, it looks like. So I'm glad to see you turned around. I'm glad you seen the right path, and you said you love what saved you, and that's probably true. Because love's what matters when you're down like that. I've been there.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, Wayne.
I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Boo.
No, I mean, well, Sinister, you know, you got a special place in my heart. I know how much you love your kids and how much they need you, and you worked hard to get them back, and you did the work, and you put in the work, and you were a grown-up and gave up the things that seduce us and kill us, and you did it for your kids, and love can save everything. You're the proof of it. I'm proud of you. I'm sure your kids are proud of you, and the poem is beautiful. I like to see your softer side. But don't worry, I won't tell anybody. Great poem.
Thank you, Boo. Thank you very much.
Awesome. All right, Boo. You've been waiting for this one, so I'm kind of excited to hear you read it.
What? Which one? Oh, okay. This one for my daughter. It's called Grateful for My Girl. Today we thank God for assisting many. Today we thank God for many blessings the whole year through. For the loving daughter that I adore, hope you know how much I love you. Your smile lights my darkest days, along with the glittering stars at night. Above lush trees and vast skies of blue, you're the most wonderful thing in my life. Grateful for our two eyes to see, and our incarnate beauty is profound. Arms to hug, legs to walk, and ears to hear life's new sweet sound. Sorry. Today, let's put our problems aside, better things shall come our way. With every moment to the fullest, down on bended knee, let's pray. And boom.
Wonderful, wonderful message. I remember one time I was texting you. I don't know if I ever told you this story, Boo, but Caitlin had your phone, and she answered the text. And I called her Kate, and she goes, my name's Caitlin. She responded back to me. And I thought that was one of the funniest things in the world, but you know what? She's just like her mom. She's set in her ways. She's got this wonderful attitude about her. She's gonna be strong like her mom. And Boo, you learned everything from your mom. And I can't tell you enough times and enough ways how much I see your mom in you. And as long as you continue to be like that, as long as you continue to follow what she says and walk in her footsteps, Caitlin's going to be incredible. She's going to turn out to be an amazing woman just because she has you as her mother. And I think that you are going to bring her up in the right way, and you are going to see her absolutely thrive before it's all said and done. I hope so.
Thank you.
You should be proud of what you have done.
Thanks. Thank you. And I'm embarrassed. Sorry.
And Sin, what did you think about that?
Yeah, this is a touching poem, and it shows what, you know, all parents, well, you know, all the good parents feel about their child, the love, the pride, the cherishment, endearment. Just well written, beautiful. Word I'm looking for, but I can't think of it right now.
Sorry. Thank you, Finn.
And Wayne, what did you think about that?
I thought it was a sweet poem, and you have that motherly love. You can hear your voice. You get that motherly love for your daughter, and how proud you are of her. And like he said, she can be a wonderful person with all the love you give her. And I think, you know, you never know about kids, but you really got a lot of love for her. And you said in the second Sandy said, "You're the most wonderful thing in my life," and that's what kids are. How old is she? How old is she, Caitlin?
She just turned 16.
Oh. Ooh, that's a rough age.
Yeah.
So good luck. Good luck with
that. You're right.
Good luck.
No shit. The things they know scare the shit out of me.
I know about that. I had a 14 and 15-year-old here today. They're scary.
Man.
But anyway, you can handle it. You're a strong woman. You can handle it. If it don't kill you.
Thank you. Yeah, right?
All right. All right, I'm glad that everybody could join us today. We're actually going to...
Also, all of you are my little children, too. All of my little LCN kids here. I'm the mama bear.
Yeah, I'm Papa Bear. You're the mama bear. We love all of you guys.
And we're total dorks. Yes, that's us.
All right, let me see what's going on here. Tomorrow... Don't forget, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Lizzie has a Twisted Thanksgiving. She has a bunch of picture props that are absolutely crazy. I love them.
Wayne, you're perfect for them. Check them out. You're perfect, Wayne.
Yeah, she should be.
Oh, Wayne's
should be
already
written
one, Boo.
Yeah, I got a good one in there. Yeah, I got a good one in there.
I think
you like it. You like it a lot.
No, yeah, this was great. Tom's, this is a bunch of turkeys talking on the telephone, and it says Tom's family receives the horrible news, and one of them is talking out loud, and then they shove breadcrumbs up his what? Okay, I absolutely think that is an amazing, amazing thing. There's so many funny ones to check out. From there on Saturday, and we need more rights for this one, but we have Wreck with Broken Hearts Bleed, 10 o'clock Eastern time. He is going over how a family breaks your heart. I know that many of us have had something like that have hit us, whether it be, no matter which way it goes, there has been times that we have all had that heartbreak in our families, and we've had times where they've let us down, or we've become the black sheep and we've let them down at times. So it's just something to definitely check out. That is at 10 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. I also want to mention that Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern is our open poetry with Boo and myself. We do that every Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern, unless we're having a special show. So definitely check that out. And once again, I want to remind everybody that this Sunday is one of those special days. It is the Boo Bash. We are celebrating Boo's birthday. We look forward to having everybody there and just having, and having everybody there. I put the link on the board so that people can write for it. And we're looking forward to that. And with that, I want to thank Steve, Tila, Wayne and Sin for calling, Meta, Joseph Moon, and Patrick out on the board. Boo, I'm very thankful for you, because without you, none of this would happen. And I am very appreciative for all that you've done for me in my life and for this group. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And I thank you for that. I'm thankful for it.
Yes,
and
we'll be here without her either. Good night, everyone.
I agree. A lot of us wouldn't be. I'm going to go ahead and play a little song out here for Boo, and I'm not even sure what I'm going to play now. Let's see. Yeah, let's go wild as we go off in a bang. Let's play a little Boo. Here we go. Thank you very much. You've been listening to La Cosa Nostra Radio. I want to tell everyone in America, Happy Thanksgiving. We're glad you joined us tonight. Everyone around the world, we give thanks for each and every one of you, all 82 nations that have listened in. Want to do a shout out today? Let me see. How about to Malaysia? Malaysia, thank you for listening to La Cosa Nostra Radio. And with that, this is JCA signing off.